Alexander's Bridge by Willa Cather. Chapter 1. Late one brilliant April afternoon, Professor Lucius Wilson stood at the head of Chestnut Street, looking about him with the pleased air of a man of taste who does not very often get to Boston. He had lived there as a student, but for 20 years and more since he had been professor of philosophy in a Western university, he had seldom come east, except to take a steamer for some foreign port. Wilson was standing quite still, contemplating with a whimsical smile the slanting street, with its worn paving, its irregular gravely colored houses, and the row of naked trees on which the thin sunlight was still shining. The gleam of the river at the foot of the hill made him blink a little, not so much because it was too bright, as because he found it so pleasant. A few passers-by glanced at him unconcernedly, and even the children who hurried along with their school bags under their arms seemed to find it perfectly natural that a tall, brown gentleman should be standing there, looking up through his glasses at the gray housetops. The sun sank rapidly. The silvery light had faded from the bare boughs, and the watery twilight was setting in when Wilson at last walked down the hill, descending into cooler and cooler depths of grayish shadow. His nostril, long unused to it, was quick to detect the smell of wood smoke in the air, blended with the odor of moist spring earth and the saltiness that came up the river with the tide. He crossed Charles Street, between jangling streetcars and shelving lumber drays, and after a moment of uncertainty wound into Brimmer Street. The street was quiet, deserted, and hung with a thin bluish haze. He had already fixed his sharp eye upon the house which he reasoned should be his objective.